Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm a heartbroken bitch, Danny Beard.
And I'm high heel 6-inch, Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny's doing his best to please do not swear.
Billy's planning a wedding.
And we hear all about your dirtiest Disney secrets.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
This podcast is two queers in your ears, talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors, and getting the goss from you, the listener. And of course, we're going to answer your questions too. This week, it's anything from Hetty wedding drama to goofing around in Disneyland. was that a Disney laugh?
Yeah, that was all right.
DJ Billy Andrew, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I need to do the plug first, I think.
For fuck's sake, go on, you do that then, girl.
If you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch and share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo. You can do it by getting in touch via WhatsApp, text, or voice notes, go wild. And I've actually had a little cheeky look at the script, and we got a voice note today. We got a voice note, baby.
We ask and we receive. You know what I mean? The people that listen to this are gold tier gays, theys, and thems, and hetties.
And lesbians and transgenders. Anything under the rainbow.
When I say gays, that's just all of them.
Yeah, for sure. Just all of them. Yeah. You're all included here.
All included.
You can also get in touch on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod or fill out our form, which is in this episode's description. Also, the number for WhatsApp's in there in case you get confused.
Fill out our form, bitches.
There we go.
what do you think of today's coffee choice?
Chai latte, iced oat milk, gorgeous.
Frappuccino.
From Costa.
They will do it if you ask.
Yeah.
Extra chai latte. I like it.
What is chai?
I'm obsessed with cinnamon at the minute. I'm having extra.
Cinnamon, that's it. Cinnamon, baby.
Every day for brekkie, I'm having porridge. With some sultanas in.
Oh, fruit.
Oh, fruit, darling. You know it. Some chopped dried dates.
Yeah.
And then cinnamon on the top.
Wow. That sounds
Since
good, actually.
Since I've been in Turkey. Oh, dearie. It's
Do you have your porridge? I don't like hot porridge.
My throat love then. Hot porridge.
Hot porridge. No, I prefer it like overnight oats kind of style, personally.
Cold
oats are my favourite. I don't like a hot oat.
Cold oats are my favourite.
They are my favourite.
What have you been up to this week, then, other than eating some cold oats?
I have actually... Let me find
your
it.
Your obsession continues. You've got what's your top say today?
Just a heartbroken bitch. It's official
Six inch high heels in the back of the club and I'm bang.
That exactly.
I don't trust any bitches that I'm with in the back of the taxi sniffing cocaine.
Thank you for that gorgeous rendition. Song of the year, album of the year. She's sweet, the Brits. I fucking love her. And I bought this merch to just big up even more.
Just to big up a bit more. Just say, do you know what? I'll take my £16.99 and go to fucking Nando's and get yourself an extra size.
Girl, it was fucking 65 quid for this jumper. I'm not even joking. I looked at the price and I was like,
I need song of the year out.
That's a bit of a fucking joke. 65 quid. But then you could buy two and get the second one half price. And I thought, why do I want two? Not really.
Well, is there not another option? Does she not have another lyric tee?
This was the only one. The others were sold out. And I really wanted it, so I got it.
You could have got me that for half price. I don't want that.
I know, I should have done. I did think that, but then I was like,
Oh, well. Did think that, but then when it was for someone else, it was like, never, I think.
I am part of Pride Talent, by the way. This is a brand new thing. It's the first UK's entertainment agency specifically for LGBTQ plus weddings and events. First one in the country. So
you could book you for a wedding, basically.
Well, you go on to them and you book a DJ, you book your band, you book whatever, and it's all going to be people from the queer community coming to be part of your wedding. It might not specifically be me. There's four DJs. It just depends who's free, but we'll know closer to the time.
Sometimes I think people think... I get a lot of people like DM me like, oh, I'm getting married, I'd love you to do me wedding. And then yeah. I'm like, yeah, here's the agent's number who does all my life work. And then they're like...
Yeah.
Didn't they think you're going to turn up for 60 quid in a fucking pick at the buffet?
I mean, if you are going to...
It's not cheap.
Yeah, no, it's not cheap. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing because I had a meeting this week about it and they were like discussing the fee and they were like, the target market is people who are going to spend like more than 10 grand on their entertainment, basically, for their wedding. And that's just entertainment. So it's not cheap. But
it's not cheap, but if you want good, you pay for it.
Exactly. We're not doing it.
If you want a moment that everyone's going to remember forever, then it's worth the money.
For sure.
Is that really bad to say?
No, it's not, but we're going to be going to
wedding. How else are we meant to buy fucking £65 Ray jumpers?
Yeah, so
it's a business no one might care about us this time next year.
For sure.
Gotta make the money while the sun shines or whatever the fucking thing is.
Exactly. So if you want to book me for a wedding.
Just took a turn. Wanna book me for a wedding, it's 10 grand right. If you wanna book me for a wedding, it's 55. If you wanna book Sam for a wedding, he will just do it.
Yeah, just for a free drink and a laugh.
And Lily May will do it if the bride's got a nice woo. I don't know what that means.
A nice girdle.
Lily May, what are you eating?
Kit Kat.
Okay, you carry on.
You have a break. You have a break.
You have a break, darling. I wanted to say, I have been loving my... I mean, I know you've not even opened your gift I got you from the TikTok shop the other day.
What, the printer?
I've printed off everyone in this office.
Yeah.
What's a spare vape? I have so much. Do you have a handbag? What's in your handbag? Have you a handbag?
My laptop.
I've got spare vape, spare disposable charger, Fenty Beauty. Oh, that's gorgeous, that lip stuff.
You like RuPaul? Have you seen her in her handbag?
Yeah. Baggy.
I'm joking. Bag of weed.
I've got everybody a gag sticker.
Love it. And it's a picture of you for those that can't see.
There's a lot.
Well, I expected a lot of people would want them.
Well, I was just thinking now, we never got around to sending those Polaroids to those people who sent their address. So
they can get a free gag sticker of me. There's only a limited edition. But I didn't stop there.
Oh, is there one of me?
I thought I'm going to do one of everyone.
Oh, my God.
So I've also got a Billy, your mum.
Nice.
What does it say? Your mum.
Says your mum. I went through all of our videos and found like funny quips that people said. And then I also thought
that is funny.
You know what? What can I do for Sam?
Go on.
We did Word of the Year and then never brought it back, so I've got a Willy sticker.
Willy's.
Nice.
With Sam on. And I'm not gonna lie, Lily May, the options for you were little because you've not been on camera a lot.
Yeah.
And the printer overheated.
I do have that impact.
It basically came up and was like, your printer is overheating. Yeah. Stop printing.
Yeah, it looked like it gave up after the fifth release by
yeah,
the looks
it did.
Of it. Yeah.
It couldn't release much more. But of course, I printed off 100 of myself. So if you did send us those things, then you will receive a free gag sticker of me in the post.
And you can get one of me saying your mum if you want.
This is very exciting. This is like,
Guerrilla Market, and I'm going to stick it all around Media City today. I'm going to go and stick some gags.
Would you remember primary schools when kids would have those like books of football stickers? We can do that, but for gay shit. Gossip Gays collectible sticker books.
We can do shiny ones as well.
Sam's working overtime here.
I'm trying to get onto the Patreon start.
Patreon.
Making the millions.
Absolutely.
A lot of podcasts do these Patreons. People don't want to pay you. Listen to us. They're all cheap cunts. We wouldn't have it any other way. But listen, it's an exciting week. I'm on Big Brother Late in Life tomorrow night.
Yes. What are your thoughts on Big Brother so far?
That's what I wanted to ask you.
Louis Walsh is an absolute fucking crank. He's getting on my
tits. When I see the cast list, I think, yeah, she took my place there.
I love David for my Beef Weekender.
She's the one that got me placed there, bitch.
We've known David for years, actually.
We have, to be fair. And we've always said you'd be... Chill out with yours years ago, wasn't it? You years were like, you'd ago. Be amazing on Big Brother. And he was like, yeah, everyone says it.
Yeah, I know. And then now he's on Big Brother. I basically foreshadowed David going on Big Brother.
You did.
I don't want to say I don't want to say it's because I manifested it in that moment, but... Yeah. I think I did.
And if the producers are listening, I know that you put David in instead of me, and that's okay because actually I'm enjoying watching him.
Yeah, love David.
I'd love to do Big Brother at some point.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's amazing. I think I'd rather do the Big Brother over the Jungle these days.
I think because Big Brother's new, fresh, and it's back, like, I think that's why it's got a like new life in it.
You don't have to fly all the way to Australia.
Too far.
Cover yourself in bugs.
Too far.
Bugs. I'd love to do a reality show like that at some point, but I'm loving watching it. I think Louis Walsh is days away from ending his own career.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, from what we've seen from the first couple of episodes, he's just a big old bitter bitch queen.
Mm.
Do you know what I think?
It'd be interesting to talk about who... It'd be interesting to see who Louis is. I think a big interesting point of Big Brother is when you get people with kind of like... How would you say it? End of the day, there's a lot of people in this industry with a mask, with a facade.
Yeah,
I would find that very hard to do all the things I do, performing, this podcast, all the bits I do that, and have a complete fake personality. Like,
yeah,
I'm as real as it gets, I feel. But I feel like someone like Louis Walsh and
can switch it on and off, and like you hear about, like,
we don't know anything about his personal life. Exactly. There's a lot of rumours that he's one of us, allegedly.
Not ever come out, not ever officially. Publicly. Yeah, publicly.
But that's okay, you know, I don't wanna we shouldn't pry into
actually,
people's
we shouldn't,
sexualities.
No, we shouldn't.
And it's everyone's sexuality is their own thing. But what I'm saying is we don't know anything about him, sexuality aside.
Yeah.
Who is Louis Walsh? We know you sound like a pop star, you look like a pop star, you're a pop. I wish I'd have done Louis Walsh on Snatch Game now. All that would have been made so much sense. I'd have been sat, David Potts would have been filling in for me right now. I'd have been in Big Brother, I think, if I'd have done it with my really bad impression of him.
I really wish you did do your you did it for your tape. Can we say that? Because you did it for your tape. Do you remember your audition tape?
Should I release a bit of my Louis Walsh impression?
I think you should. It's so funny, and you got it spot on, and you had little dolls
with my boy band.
Yeah, of your boy band. It was so funny. And then when you changed it to Scylla, I was a bit like, oh, you should have stuck with your runs.
I know, it was quite funny.
You
I
even
thought.
Bought a harness or
I
chaps.
Got everything.
You had
I got
chaps,
arseless
and
chaps and everything.
You did.
Save it for TikTok. Save it for TikTok.
I might put it on TikTok.
Yeah, do it.
If enough people like this video, I'll put it on TikTok.
All right, perfect.
How many people have got to like it?
Well, we don't want to do like what fucking Rita Rava did, where it was like 100,000 people, and then like 10 people liked it. And she was like, can't believe somebody hacked my Twitter. Do you remember?
No one releases my music apart from
no.
me.
Yeah.
I think about this about 3 times a week.
The Gossip Gaze.
Speaking of Big Brother, I don't know if you know, but Bradley Richards is a fan of The Gossip Gaze.
Yes! I love that. How'd you know?
He DM'd me on Instagram.
You personally?
Wow. Me personally, weirdly enough.
No way.
Obviously only a fan since I've joined the team. got some sense, so I hope he does well.
I love that.
For sure.
But yeah, he got in touch to say he's a huge fan of the podcast and loves it. So
I love that.
I'm rooting for Bradley.
Wow, fab.
Well,
we champion Bradley.
Bit of an odd choice. I think they've brought him in to appeal to a younger audience. But
I
also
agree.
Is that dodgy with something like Big Brother?
Why?
I wasn't going to say this, but now we've brought Big Brother back up. I'm really not into this. Who is he? Kate Middleton's uncle?
Yeah, not into him.
Looks like Colonel fucking Sanders.
Yeah.
I wanted him to share the fucking secret 5 recipe fucking secret spices for his chicken.
For sure.
But also a convicted... He left hooked his wife in the path, punched her, and got done for it.
Oh, right.
And he got sent down.
I didn't know that.
So I just don't know what it really says when we allow people like that.
On reality shows.
On a reality show. Like, it basically says it doesn't really matter if you're really fucking...
A nasty person.
Rich and Tory. It doesn't really... We can just do what we want.
Yeah, because we had Nigel Farage on The Jungle as well, and I think that was very inappropriate to have, actually.
I don't know. I'm not slagging off the Big Brother producers. I love them. But I don't know what it says. having someone like that on there.
It gives a like a strange message to the world, I do think. It
does. Yeah, and I think as well, like, anyone that's coming in and saying, you know, Fern Britton's there, God bless her. She's like, well, I'm a best-selling author and TV presenter.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm somebody's uncle.
Yeah. I mean, I do love Fern, by the way.
I love Fern Britton.
She's like my mum.
And you know what? What a great time for her to have a resurgent. Now, Holly Willoughby's not in favour. She's waited it out. She waited it out. Yeah. She was replaced by the younger, prettier blonde girl back in the day.
For sure.
And now she's risen to the top like good cream.
As good cream should always do. And that's our Fern.
Oh, our Fern.
Love her.
Who would you have liked to see in the Big Brother house that isn't in the Big Brother house?
I can't think right now. I actually don't know.
It's a hard question to answer.
That
for
is
sure.
a hard question. I think the cast is going to work well together. I'm happy for who's in there.
I was see early on rumours were like Roxanne Pallett.
Eh?
That one that ruined her career the first time.
She wouldn't be able to go back in, surely.
People like that. Mind you, what's that say, having someone like that back on after what I've just said about the other one? But do you know what I mean? Or like other people that are kind of a bit disgraced.
Like a Big Brother Disgraced Edition. Imagine they had that.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Just be full of Tory ministers.
And Terry Latona.
Oh, she's not disgraced.
She was, and then she wasn't, and then she was again.
Is she at the minute?
I don't know, I'll just call her and ask her, Kerry, hiya darling, you're disgraced at the moment. I do have a number. Should we speak about your Radio 1 thing tomorrow or not?
Yes, let's talk about that. I'm on Radio 1 tomorrow.
Woop, woop, woop. What time?
10:30 in the morning, Friday morning.
Friday morning.
And Saturday until 1. I mean, it could be a complete car crash. I've never presented a radio show in my life.
And it's live, live. There's no.
It's live, live. There's my no bleep button. Clapping.
There's no edit, there's no nothing.
My ass is clapping. And also because I swear just so generally in everything I do. Shall I try and not swear for the rest of the day? Please don't swear.
Shall we all try to not swear?
Shall we all try not swear?
Yeah, please don't swear.
Please don't. I'm gonna ask Dom, the producer from Radio 1, to print me off AJ Azudu saying please don't swear.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Just having AJ there.
Yeah, and just have AJ there every time I work.
Yeah.
Just to remind me not to swear. No?
It's perfect. I think you should.
Listen, we've got loads to talk about on today's show.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested to know what this Hetty wedding drama is, because I love a bit of a Hetty drama. My friend Katie stayed over with me not too long ago and forced me to watch Love Island. And I dare say God. I got into it a little bit.
Mm.
It was like an episode of drama where they were like, Who's the biggest bitch? And then they showed clips of people slagging each other off. Oh, it was fab.
Oh, I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reality TV goals.
Mm.
Also, I know I've spoken about the Ozempic. Sharon. Apparently she can't put any weight back on now. She was on Ozempic for so long.
She looks ill, actually. I think she's gone too far. She's actually, I personally think, gone a bit too far with the Ozempic.
It's not the best look on an older lady, but I love Sharon Osbourne. She can do no wrong.
Same.
I just hope that she is happy and healthy.
So do I. Lots of love to Sharon, if
you're
listening.
Lots of love to you, Shazza, for when you get out and you listen.
Yeah, for sure. I also think that secretly she's not in that spare room. I don't know this for a fact. I reckon 10 p.m. every night she's whisked to a hotel. She stays there and then they drop her off in the morning at like 7 a.m, 8 a.m. I just think, like, they did it with, Latoya Jackson. When she went in, she had her own little room and stuff, and I swear they were whipping her out into the hotel because she didn't want to stay in the house.
Really?
I don't know whether they're doing that this time. That's just my little
I don't think they do that,
theory.
Surely not. Well, they've not said how long she's in.
No, they've not. She's just a lodger. She could be gone by the time this episode even airs.
No. I think I'm praying she comes out tomorrow night while I'm in.
Oh, on Friday.
And I'm like, Sharon, can I have a picture with you? Do you know what? I never ask people for pictures when I work with them or anything, but if I think if it was Sharon Osbourne, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
Listen, babe.
Come on, Shazza.
Oh, I have to say, listen, babe. And I do also feel like the reaction was a bit tight on David. Did you see when David walked in and she went, oh, dear.
Yeah, I did notice that, actually.
I mean, I know she looks like a doner kebab fucking... elephant leg out the window.
Who?
David. She's got her legs on. I didn't mean that rude, like body shaming. Okay. I just mean because she's always got her big brown legs out, tanned to the gods.
Do you know what?
We were watching... two fucking pillars of meat in a chippy window, aren't you?
Yeah, we were watching it together and you sort of predicted, you were like, oh, Like, imagine she gets out of the car with her little short shorts on.
I said, I bet David's dressing up is that same black T-shirt and short shorts and a blazer. And then the VT came on and that's what she had on and I went, she's not going to get out of the car in anything other than another blazer and them short shorts. And they were out for the world to see.
They were, I couldn't believe it.
I love her. Good for her. She's got a brand. That's what you need in telly. A brand.
Legs.
Overhead. Like a pretzel. I know you want it. Listen, let's get stuck into this week.
Yes.
I'd love it if you watched... Well, you can't watch the radio. I mean, I'd love it if you watched the radio, but you might get bored. Yeah. I'd love it if you listened to the radio tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a listener of the Gossip Gays and you do want to support, please get involved because I'm really worried no one's going to, like, text in. I mean, they do anyway, regardless of who's on, but I'd just like to feel like the support was there.
I'll text you.
Not me emotionally manipulating the audience. But you know what I mean?
Listen, yeah?
And I just want to be really good at it. It's a dream job, so I hope I am.
Yeah, I think you will be.
I think I'll be all right.
Yeah.
What do I have to say? Should we ever try a run?
Right, imagine you're doing a link from Dua Lipa into Freed From Desire.
Okay, yeah.
Come on then.
Okay, Radio 1 listeners.
Oh, sorry.
That was Dua Lipa. Coming up next, we got Free From Desire. Like that, no? What do you reckon, Lily May? You produce on Radio 1.
I think there's
more work on
there's
the voice.
Work to be done.
There's work to be done, isn't there?
Could you try again, but the year's 2024, not late 90s.
I love the late 90s radio.
It was a style, wasn't it? It was a style.
I'm going to bring it back. Bring it back. Sing it back. Bring it back. That was Dua Lipa on Radio 1. That was all right. I could do that now. That was fun. Okay, no one listen tomorrow. It's going to be a shit. Listen, we're going to have a little short break. And then after it, let's find out about this Hetty wedding drama.
Mm-hmm. But first, are you too for confessions? Are you gagging for the gossip or turned on by tittle tattle?
Mm.
Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, your fellow queens, your allies, and telling them to listen to us,
the Gossip Gays.
Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode specifically on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments to do that, Dermot.
In fact, we'll play you some gorgeous, sexy adverts, in fact, while you do that. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, baby. We've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions, your gossip, either your own stories or gossip you've heard second or third hand. The wilder, the better.
I feel like by the time the second and third hand, it's like that game Whispers.
Yeah, where you're like, it's one story and then I always embellish stories when I tell them. You do. You're queen of embellishing.
I am. Yeah.
You rhinestone a story to high heaven.
One day I stand in dog shit, the next day it's fucking Gerard Leto's dog shit. Do you know what I mean?
Elephant shit on you.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was walking down the street and the elephant shit on me. Yeah, who was riding the elephant? Gerard Leto. That's me.
That is literally you.
And so, Kai's like, Dan, you literally stood in dog shit, shut up.
I mean, I'm If you want to share your embellished third-hand stories, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, sprinkle a bit of magic on, darlings.
For sure. And we're drafting in producer Sam to help us go through the messages. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good.
Loving this show so far.
Good.
Yeah, I was literally saying before we started that I think I sound like an oversized Muppet sometime. And I think that really... Oh, thank you. I'll take that.
This is getting big up here, this leg. Isn't it?
Big thighs make the dick rise.
Second fat shaming of the podcast.
No! I'm joking. Hardly you.
Thank you. I think I'm just wearing tighter clothes nowadays.
For those that don't know, Sam is a PT and is... Quite in shape.
One of my many in shape jobs.
And it pisses me off that I have to sit next to it. To be quite honest. Well, I'm here fucking bubbling away on his empire. Starving. Everything looks like dinner to me. Do you know what I mean?
You were like, turkey leg.
Yeah. I was, honest to God. Anyway, look, get your knick-knack fingers around that tablet and tell us what's going on.
We've got three stories, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to decide a gossip goddess at the end of it. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I act so shocked.
just to clarify, always three. Shall I tell the first one?
Tell us.
I believe this is your Yeti wedding drama.
Ooh, I believe that the Lord God created the universe. What's that from?
School.
I believe.
Is that Book of Mormon?
Yes, well done, Sam. You win an extra sticker of me.
So glad, I can't wait. So, this is from Anonymous. Pronouns, she, her, from Essex.
Essex, love ya.
Have lived in Bristol for 5 years.
Oh, okay then.
She says...
Anonymous, but giving us very specific location.
Yeah, Anonymous, but this is a postcode. Yeah. Phone number.
Works at Bristol Greggs on the corner.
It's got a short bob. Yeah.
And her name is, rhymes with Lily Stray.
Mini Stray.
Yeah.
So, I did live in Bristol for a few years.
Oh, yeah. Like a Bristolian bit.
No, I'm not from Bristol or Essex, so to clarify.
Let's listen about the Hetties. Yeah. Come on, let's do that.
So, Anonymous, she says, hiya, GGs. Love the pod.
Good.
I listen religiously and look forward to every Monday and Thursday.
Fab.
Wow.
Sorry, it's a bit of a long one.
Strap in then, everybody. Here we go.
I'll hurry up because I need a shit off that coffee.
Don't worry, she here from Essex, because a long one has not been turned away from this podcast before. So she says,
I need a long one, hurry up.
I'm in a little group from home that includes friend A and friend B, who are both straight females in relationships. I am pansexual and have been with my girlfriend for 4 years. Friend A is getting married. Myself and friend B are going to be her bridesmaids. That's a nice little summary.
There we go.
Set the scene.
Mm-hmm.
We got together a few weeks ago to discuss and plan all things wedding. As the wine was flowing and we got onto the topic of threesomes, friend B had one recently. I hopped my friend up for finally having some girl-on-girl action.
Ooh, yeah.
The conversation moved on to seating arrangements for the wedding. And our friendship group are all going to be seated together. Friend B asked whether her friend C... a raging homosexual who's my best friend, who I love more than anything on the planet, will be sitting close to her fella. I, at this point, a few glasses in, asked why did that matter?
Mm.
Friend B went on to say that her fella struggles to be around homosexual friend C due to his sexuality, as it makes him uncomfortable and he's scared that he'll touch him.
Boo! Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
Is this a joke?
I hate that. Grow up!
Is this a joke?
Grow up!
sit friend fucking B in the middle of as many gays as you can. That's my fucking... That's how I fix it.
We're going to come to the wedding.
I'd sit him on a rainbow seat.
she also said some other offensive things. I, of course, lost my shit and went in on her, as I found it very disrespectful and genuinely upsetting. I said I found it baffling how he can be fine with her being with another girl sexually, but God forbid a gay male is sat across the table from him.
Well done.
Friend A told us to end the conversation there, and friend B left not long after.
Good.
We have since spoken, and things are okay where they are, but it's obviously changed my opinion of her. I'm now stressed about having to sit across the table from them at my friend's wedding and having to spend the day with them, both and other events leading up to the wedding in our friendship group. My partner and I chatted and both agreed not to tell friend C as it would break his heart. But I also don't want him being friendly with them, not knowing the things they said. Any pointers?
Oh, I think you've done it. I think you've, you know what? You've stuck by your guns.
So far, so good. I'd say.
So far, so good. I'd say you sound like an ally. You look like an ally. You are an ally.
Don't tell a friend, see, because this just will really upset him. Don't tell the homosexual.
Yeah. Don't tell the hummer.
No. Leave the homosexual out of it, but...
The last thing you want is an upset flamer at the table.
Exactly. We always bring the party and the mood will be down.
And if they are like somewhat, like I'm someone who is the life and soul. And a lot of hummer sessions are.
Aren't we? We bring the party.
You know.
The party don't start until we walk in.
Yeah, the fudge packers know how to get the mood going. Exactly. Also, the fudge packers can't.
Turn a mood.
They will unpack that fudge.
Bitch, if I knew there was someone, I would be glaring and staring. All of my diamonds would be dripping on him. That was a Ray reference.
It was a Ray reference. Nice.
I think she's done a good job. I didn't think tell anyone else. I think pointers are... Keep going, doing what you're doing. You've got it right.
Well, I suppose there's like another bit to this question. So I think what she was asking was... Do I tell the friend, which we're saying don't?
No.
Don't.
When she's asked for pointers, I think she's also saying, I've got to keep seeing friend B and her boyfriend at these events.
Yeah.
How am I going to manage that? Because I now feel uncomfortable.
I think, why is this friend who's got this homophobic fella not like... I hate it when I see like girls with guys who... clearly hate homosexuals and they've got gay mates and gay people around them. It's why are you not sticking up for your friends in that sort of scenario?
Why do you want a dick in from someone that's so poisonous?
I know, it's horrible. You don't want the poison chalice dick. Mm-mm. You don't want it.
Nuh-uh.
Also, I don't want to like point fingers or anything, but straight
point
men
fingers, bitch, I am.
Straight men who are to the point of like, oh my god, but what if he touches me? Obviously have some hang-ups about sexuality.
They're
obviously not comfortable with their sexuality.
Obviously are not comfortable because what if he touches me and I like it?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's what it's giving.
Basically, for sure.
It's giving, what if my little Willy does a little twitch?
Friend B.
It's literally that, isn't it? Yeah.
Friend B needs to just peg a boyfriend. Problem solved.
Friend B probably is pegging a boyfriend. Let's be real.
Can I just say, I watched this film last night. I mean, I was going to mention it on the bonus podcast, but it's kind of relevant to this.
Go for it, bitch.
In like a little way. It's
Can
called...
I just say, we iced this conversation not to speak about. But you actually gave me the tidbit of it was a drag queen horror film.
No, it's like a thriller. It's
so
not...
I'm glad that it comes into play in this story.
Right, no, so what it's about, right, it's called Femme. I rented it on Amazon Prime. It's really good. It's about a drag queen who then, after she's done like a little performance on stage, she goes to get some CDs from like the shop and these like guys are in there and they beat her up and actually it is quite horrific. Like it's an 18 rated film and I don't watch 18 stuff to scare me. I'm serious.
Not on a school night.
But there's like gay sauna scenes and gay sex in it as well. But it's basically how this drag queen gets revenge on the guy who beat her up, basically.
Ah, oh, cool.
It's really good.
What's
film.
What's it called?
Femme, F-E-M-M-E, Femme.
Oh, is it a black drag queen? I think I've seen the title of it. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon Prime. I had to rent it. I had to rent it for £2
something. I've seen the cover of it. It looks good. I did look at that the other night.
Really
good. How did you hear of it?
Give it a go. But the point of the story is it's this closeted guy. You find this out quickly, so no spoilers. It's this closeted guy who's like putting on match when he's like, oh, calling all the like the gays faggots and stuff, but really he's gay. Very internalized homophobia vibes.
And all the worst bullies of mine in school are now like flamers.
Yeah.
Like I'm at fucking heaven at New Year and I look out and I seen someone that was at my school. And
a
I'm
bully?
Like, not a direct bully, but friends with the bullies, you know.
Right.
In the group of the bullies, like behind him being like, yeah.
Right.
He might not have been like, you fag a bang, but he might have been behind that guy being like...
Egging them on.
Egging them on.
Right. Mm. I mean, people...
And I'm like, oh, there she is with a little bit of jaw filler watching me.
Clapping and cheering.
Clapping and cheering.
Wanting an autograph and a picture now.
I don't think so. Send the sign print to the in denial.
Oh, my God. Not bullies coming to the meet and greet. Jesus Christ.
I actually wanted to say, because I saw a video this week that actually kind of goes, again, sort of along the theme of this confession, well, gossip. And it was a video talking about how men understand consent and when touching is appropriate or not appropriate. So it's when, for example, here, this man is scared of a gay guy touching him inappropriately because that would make him uncomfortable. Mm. Yet men are more than happy to touch women in a way that makes them uncomfortable and then say, why do you judge all men when it's just one bad egg? Or it's just, it's not all men, only some guys are abusing you. So what is all this fuss? Yet straight men don't want any gay guy anywhere near them.
Yeah.
So they understand consent and they understand one uncomfortable situation would make you suspicious or defensive against a whole group of people. Mm. And they understand it when it comes to
them.
Gay men. Mm-hmm. And it being them body and their uncomfortable feelings coming up. But when it's women and how they feel, they don't seem to understand it because they feel vilified by it. And it's so interesting because I'd not seen it sort of said in that way, but it's so true. Men completely understand where it's coming from.
Yeah.
They completely understand what it's like to feel uncomfortable by someone, and it only works for them when it's in a homophobic way.
Well said. Yeah. Can I also say, what's the actual friend whose wedding it is got to say?
Because
I'd be like, why? If it was me, I'd be like, do you
know uninvite what? The boyfriend. Uninvite the homophobic.
What's that song? I love it. Uninvited.
The Uninvited, yeah.
What's that song? Who's it by?
I don't know who it's by, but it's called The Uninvited.
Evanescence?
No. You mean the
You're
song?
Uninvited.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, it's like an early noughties. You could do that on yourself.
I love that.
But I think that's a fair point, actually. The person hosting the wedding probably should say something, because at the end of the day, this is attention, it's your wedding, you don't want this to ruin. And actually, you should prioritize your friends over your friends' boyfriends. And if your friends' boyfriends are making your friends, well, being homophobic to your friends.
Yeah. I don't think there's any wrong in calling out your friend's boyfriend, because I'd be like, well, sorry, you're going to say something here, because he's being actually homophobic. If somebody was being transphobic or racist, you'd be saying something straight away. Like if this person was, say it was a racially sort of motivated thing, you'd be saying absolutely everybody, but like you're completely out of order.
Don't bring them.
Yeah, we get
don't
asked
bring them
all the time on this podcast. We get asked like, how do I help out? And this is a situation where like you, the listener that's written in, have done the right thing on like you've held this person accountable.
For sure.
Now your other friends, like the bride and the girlfriend, need to hold that person accountable.
For
and
sure.
That's what like. That's the best thing that allies can do, is just hold people accountable. You've done your part. Don't feel like you have to put yourself in it now.
Yeah.
Because you've done what you need to do. The other friends need to actually take from here.
Yeah, the bride needs to either A, call off the wedding, B...
don't add more heterosexuality to the world.
B, just get rid of that homophobic boyfriend out of the mix.
Yeah, I say
and
call
also,
off the wedding.
One less meal to pay for.
Yeah.
So she's saving herself 30, 40 quid there on the wedding.
Mm. Tell you what,
perfect.
Perfect.
Give the gay guy two meals. That's a quality.
Oh, no, he might pull up. He'd be on no meals, probably. He might be pulling, you never know.
And whilst Edwin May, let's get that quote on a sticker.
Yes.
We'll put that in the Gossip Gays sticker book.
Absolutely. We've got another story here.
Mm-hmm. It's you. You're telling this.
And it's from he, him.
Mm.
A nonny.
A nonny.
Another nonny non. Hiya, I've got a dirty dilemma. Side note, cannot say that word now without doing it in Billy's accent.
But I don't dirty dilemma. I'm like, I'm Bristolian.
Bristolian.
Yeah, that's dirty not dilemma. My actual accent, by the way, people. Just so you know, this is my accent.
What's wrong with a Bristol accent?
Nothing.
What's right with it?
Come on.
So my partner and I just got back from Thailand.
Wow.
Oh, I can't stop the Bristolian. It's taking over me one moment.
Josie Dibson, though.
Oh my God, I can't stop her. Give me something to say that's not in Bristolian.
Hello, my name's Danny.
Can a coke and a packet of chicken?
Can a coke and a packet of chicken? Right,
oh, there you go. Back in the room, back in the room.
Thank you, guys. I'm back. I thought I was going to be lost then to a whole day of Bristol again.
not again.
It happened to me once in 2016. Got me into some trouble, it did, I tell you. What was in that coffee? So my partner and I just got back from Thailand. And while we were there, another gay in the same resort popped up on Grindr.
Crazy how that happens.
I know. He was a non and asked for pics. And he said he didn't share because he was there with his partner, also a guy. Oh. And he was cheating.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
So begins the dilemma. Cue Nelly dilemma. Can we just get the
of what? I don't know what you're
doing. That from the beginning of dilemma from Nelly.
I don't know what that is.
Love you.
Oh, right, okay.
It's called Nelly dilemma.
Right. No? I had no idea where you were going with that. Sorry.
Okay, I'm absolutely ruining the whole podcast today.
It's okay. We got your rendition of it. I think we can play that legally, okay?
So here we go. I hate cheaters. Ooh, just say it, would you, tits girl? I hate cheaters, and so I decided to make my little poolside mission to find out who he was.
God. Oh, God, the drama, Mick, I love it.
Oh, girl, she's on holiday, and she is Miss Marple in the Sun, honey.
Harriet the Spy on holiday.
Honey. Dora the Explorer. She's around the pool like, hola, me amo gay boy. Eventually, he shared his pics.
Right.
Picture. The palest human on earth mincing around the resort with strawberry daiquiri in hand, waiting to see who stares a little bit too much at the speed.
That is Sam on holiday.
I was going to say, by the sounds of it, you didn't need pics. You probably could have just figured out from the clues, yeah. Context clues.
Yeah,
very bad.
Which is the gay? Oh, the daiquiri and speedo. Okay.
Bury my boyfriend on holiday, actually. Now, I wanted to go and tell his partner so he could leave the trash in Thailand, but my boyfriend said that it was messy and not our business.
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree with your boyfriend.
Yeah, so do I.
In the end, I didn't say anything because I didn't want my partner to be stressing about the drama. Sunshine makes me a better person, apparently. But I would love to know what Danny and Billy would have done in the situation.
Not your business, not your problem, not your partner, not your boyfriend.
Not your mum, not your milk.
All of that.
All of that.
Literally all of that. If somebody's looking out there going to be cheating, I don't think it's our job as a society to be policing them. Do you know what I mean?
There's the words of a cheater.
It's all proven guilty, is what Billy's saying.
No, I just think, the person who's going to cheat, all cheats get found out eventually.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like, you can cheat and cheat and cheat, and you know what? You're going to get caught out by your partner at some point.
You'll get caught. You will.
But I don't think if somebody messaged me on Grindr in a resort on holiday and was like, by the way, I'm cheating on my partner, trying to come suck your cock, I wouldn't be, like, telling their partner, FYI, while you're here on this gorgeous holiday, you probably paid hundreds of thousands of pounds.
No, you'd be getting your cock sucked. Let's be real.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
So there's what Billy would have done. Billy would have had him over to the room. Not said no.
Not said no. Not sucking.
But what I would have probably done is been like, hi. I'd have said hi when he walked past. Oh, hi.
Would you?
Yeah.
Let the person know there's something up about being...
Yeah. Hi.
All right.
Done.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you again. Do you know what? In that third pic, I thought you might need to see the doctor about a specific mole that you have.
No, you wouldn't.
I would not have done that.
Though. No, would you have just let
I'd
dirty
let
dogs
sleeping
lie?
Dogs lie?
Yeah, for sure. Dirty dogs.
I wouldn't have got involved. Like, clearly, I think you who've written in as well, you've got a specific emotional charge towards cheating.
For sure.
I'm no psychic Sally Morgan.
No.
But if I had a giant fishbowl here with dead pictures of relatives in, I'd be picking up your nan and she would be telling me that you don't like cheaters. Like, I can
for
just
sure. Tell. Yeah.
So I just wouldn't have done anything. It's like, enjoy your holiday. It's fun to find out who it is. If it's a bit of a nonny, we got a cheater at the pool.
Yeah,
like, that's
for sure.
Fun.
Little joke between you and your fella, maybe. But don't be getting the other people's relationship.
And the last thing you want is to be banged up abroad.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean? Especially in Thailand. It's got to be a right reason.
Yeah, like that, for example. Not your fellas messaged me on Grindr, a hookup dating app. Like, it's messy. Messy.
It's messy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done anything. I'd have found out who he was around the pool and had a little me and me fella would have been like, ooh.
For sure. And that was it.
And that was it. And the reality is, you only knew he was cheating because he told you. If you're on an app for casual sex...
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take it at face value. There's probably a lot more people on there that are doing it. They just haven't had the balls to say it.
I'm cheating. Yeah.
Also, it doesn't quite add up to me. I think, like, it's quite bold to try cheat on your boyfriend whilst on holiday together using Grindr. Is that not a bit risky?
People thrive on the risk and people get off on telling people that they've got a partner and they are cheating. And then there's also some other people like that, like, oh yeah, like they want to do the act with them because they know they're cheating. It makes it more hot for them.
And I think if
not
other
in my
people
book,
are cheating
by the way.
As well, it makes them be like, they all know it's DL.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Down low.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, not me, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, yeah, whatever. They're not going to win the Gossip Queen of the Week. So should we get the should we get the third point? But thanks for writing in. It is interesting to see what we would do in that situation.
Also, yeah, we all could have said something completely different.
We all could have, but we didn't. And at the end of the day, you're basically a gay Karen on holiday.
Right.
But so, we also don't agree with cheating and we think they're dirty dogs for doing it.
Yeah.
Just sort of put that out there as well. Dirty fucker.
So this next one is from a non-he him, and we've got a voice note.
A non-he him.
Hey guys, got a little question for you. So I recently went to Disneyland, and I ended up fucking Goofy on his break in the toilets the park. So my gays all think it's hilarious and great, and they all would have done the same thing because obviously we're all trash. But then the hetties think it's really inappropriate to be having sex within a theme park where children are, which, yeah, I kind of get that. But like, we were private in our own like cubicle, and like, daddy's got to play too, you know. It is, after all, the happiest place on earth. So my question was, that wildly inappropriate, or do you deem it okay? And secondly, if you were gonna fuck one of the Disney characters, which one would it be? And it's probably worth saying he wasn't in the costume on his break.
Okay, just I was gonna say, if the mask was on, that's why I draw the line.
That costume's big.
Oh my god.
Cheers.
I think,
what, Goofy's going and getting a blowy in the interval?
For sure.
No, they must be. How did you know you wanted to fuck Goofy? Because until they take the mask off.
It must have been a grinder, Goofy here. Like looking Goofy for fun.
Here.
Goofy here,
I mean,
looking
that's
for
just
fun.
Looking to Goofy to get fired.
What are you looking for? Just goofing around.
Yeah.
Just want to goof around.
Is it inappropriate?
Yeah.
It is slightly inappropriate.
Just to clarify, was it a... So, did they say if it was a staff toilet or public toilet?
They didn't say... I'm presuming public, because I don't know how the general public would get into the staff quarters.
If it was...
Wow.
Yeah, if
stick this fucking Minnie Mouse costume on and follow me.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine, hell, that'd be funny.
If he let you into like a private staff toilet, I'd let it slide.
Yeah.
Public toilet, you're taking a risk.
Public toilet is risky, but... If I'm completely honest, I've had sex in public toilets before. I suppose there were nightclubs, though, so there definitely wasn't underage people there, you know?
Yeah.
But I have gone cruising, and that is kind of inappropriate, because anybody could walk by.
Yeah.
Have you done it at Disneyland, though?
Never what Disneyland. I do think it's slightly appropriate, but as long as nobody saw you, you've got away with it. But if anybody saw you, caught you, you'd have been fucked, and you'd have also... It would not have been the happiest
place on earth, getting chucked out for fucking... Gossing on Goofy.
I think one question that needs to be asked is, like, what sort of traumatic childhood trauma do you have that you're getting horned up at Disneyland?
I think just sometimes when you can log on the grinder, sometimes people can get your juices flowing no matter where you are. It can happen
sometimes
at any point.
Flung around at 150 miles an hour and feeling 5 Gs. Gets a gay going, you know what I mean?
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've been horny before when I've been on the Oblivion.
Same.
I'm not really.
Just looking down into that big old hole. Open my
don't
right
look
up.
Down. Do you say that every single time you have a hookup?
And I get the Oblivion tattooed above my bum.
Don't look down.
Don't look down at the arrow.
And then watch the men disappear and never come back.
Was it inappropriate? Yes. Yeah. Would I? Is there a Disney character I'd want to do stuff with?
Tarzan.
No.
Tarzan.
You jumped in faster. Tarzan.
Oh. Yeah. He's gorgeous. Especially the ones at Disneyland. He's there in a little loincloth and he's dead muscly. I'd let Tarzan hang out the back of me.
Would you? Wow. I don't know. We're tough enough Disney people, me.
No.
Elsa, maybe.
Elsa?
Oh, yeah.
She'd freeze you.
I don't know. I like it. A bit cold.
Get the ice cubes on your nipples.
Oh,
you
know
there
what?
You go. Do you have a Disney?
No, I don't really know any Disney.
Gaston?
Oh, Gaston, yeah.
Gaston's hot,
yeah.
Right?
He is hot, yeah.
That's like his whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
it
bit thick, but if you're just shagging.
Fab.
I love that.
Yeah. Bit dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Bit dumb.
I love a big dumb man.
I also don't find this as shocking as what the Hetties would. I reckon their minds would explode at this.
Their minds are like...
Yeah, they can't comprehend. It's like that meme, you know, where that woman's looking at all
that.
They're like that, where we're like, oh yeah, fab, it's all in a day's work. Do you know what I mean? For sure.
But I think that's just more casual hookup culture in gay culture in general. Agreed. So I think this could have been a Subway and you would have got the same response.
Exactly. I do think it's slightly inappropriate, but it's also slightly inappropriate to do it in like a train station toilet. Do you know what I mean?
There's no appropriate public sex spot. I think it's the moral of the story, but it happens.
Would you ever do that?
No, I wouldn't. But
where?
Public.
Oh.
But I mean, I've got a very different job to you girls.
I also just... I've never got off on the whole public thing. I want a bed. I want comfort.
I'm not bothered about a bed.
Yeah, I do like comfort. And I also like the security of knowing that nobody's not going to come in.
Yeah.
Because I get a bit on edge.
I wouldn't do a hookup if they're like, oh, but my housemate's home in an hour.
Yeah, no.
No, but what if they're home in half an hour? What if they're home in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
Not for me. Or even if they're like, oh, my housemate's in, but it's all right, we'll go in my room.
I have done that before in the past when I was younger. I have as well, and I don't really like it.
And you're like tiptoeing on eggshells. You don't want to... You're like...
Yeah. Kills the mood for me.
Kills the mood for me.
Yeah. I can remember...
I'm like that. Is your housemate hot? Housemate, hello. I've come for a hookup.
Goofy walks out.
Yeah. With Gaston and Donald Duck.
Yeah. Lily Mae, would you fuck any Disney characters?
Oh, God, that sentence.
I wasn't expecting to be asked this question.
Yeah, neither was I.
I think Mulan's your bag.
Yeah, Mulan's not a bad shout, actually, because she's quite sort of gender non-conforming as
gender
well.
Gender non-conforming.
Yeah. I was trying to think of...
Strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
Sings like Christina Aguilera.
Let's go with Mulan, yeah. The only other person I was thinking of, maybe Snow White's got slight woman-loving woman vibes.
Oh,
vibe.
She, yeah.
Because she cooked. And she clean.
But not the Seven Dwarfs.
You want to bite her, apple baby.
Oh, well, thank you for sending that in. That was fab. We need to crown a gossip goddess of the week.
I think just for the audacity, I'm going to go with Disney.
I'm going for...
Dirty Disney
as well.
Dirty Disney. I also, we're encouraging people to get back in touch. I would like this person to get back in touch. I just want to know, was Goofy the first choice? Or were you like starting off at Gaston and worked your way down to Goofy?
You know for a fact, everybody who works at Disneyland is on the LGBTQ+AI
spectrum. Who are we voting for then? Disney, Dirty
Dirty and non-Disney Goofy load in his ass. Sorry, I went gross at the end. Sorry, Mum. Now, if you want to get in touch with this podcast, share a dilemma, a funny story, or your voice notes, go wild, go crazy, go camp, go cuckoo. Do it by WhatsApping us. The number for that is in this description.
Yes,
you can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Days Pod, or our ultra anonymous method is the form. We can't even see your number. We can't see your Instagram.
It's encrypted end to end. I mean, it's not encrypted. But we're just going to say
it's encrypted, and that's it. And also, we'd never out you. By the way,
we'd never out you.
If you want to say you're anon, then you're anon on this show.
Although we kind of just did to Louis Walsh.
Yeah, I was going to say that. No, we don't know.
Allegedly,
that.
We're just speculating, which we shouldn't do.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Louis.
Love you, Louis.
Love you, Louis.
Top of the morning to you.
Although I did see him years ago in Essential.
Did you?
With a twink on his arm.
Fuck off.
In Essential.
That was just Jedward. No, it was probably just a gig.
Girl. You know she loved Jedward. They look fucked up behind the eyes for a reason.
Allegedly.
So head over to this episode's description to find out more, and we'll be back on Monday for...
When I've been cancelled from Radio 1.
For our bonus episode, and catch Danny tomorrow on the radio waves.
On the radio waves.
Love ya. See you later.
99.1 FM.
I don't even know what it is. All right. BBC Radio 1.
Ask your smart speaker to play Radio 1.
There we go.
The Gossip Games. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.